4HNR and 4ZLK. NR and 4ZLK.
And 4ZL, I know your call sign. Shane, how you doing tonight? WW4JET, on the way home from Greer.
4JET and 4ZLK. Hey, Matt. You? Matthew. I want to call you Matt, but I think you go by Matthew. I think we've talked about this before. You coming home from your four-day work week?
We, and pretty much on schedule, so can't complain.
But I'm headed home for my four-day work week. Only I was home every night. Anyway, I just left. I got to stop by my son-in-law, my daughter's house, I guess I should say. Connor, K4HNR, is my son-in-law, so I probably should say I got to stop by my daughter's house and pick up another dog and take her home for the evening, for the night. I think after last night, we're keeping her tonight.
That sounds good. Is it kind of on your way? I mean, is it out of the way, or is it an easy route to take?
Within a quarter mile of their house, right off Whitehorse Road, Highway 25. So we'll stop and get some fuel, and then swing in there and grab the dog and head home.
Hey, who knows? Maybe I'll bump into you. Not physically, of course. I'm on Locust Hill. Still on east side of 25 here.
Touch, and we'll see where we are. We happen to hit 11 there at Aunt Sue's around the same time. Even if it's dark, I wouldn't mind saying hello, shaking your hand.
I'm game. I don't know what the timing of it all will be, but hey, I'll be a few minutes to kill. But I hope you had a good week. I hope it was productive, and all went well there at the work 20.
I was off for the 2 weeks before that. I took Thanksgiving week off. I had a few extra days available, so I went ahead and took the week before. Say what, that was nice, but it went by like 2 days of working. So I had all these plans of things I was going to do and get done, but didn't get a lot done that I wanted to, but got to spend some nice time with Beth and with the kids and the grandkids and got a few projects done. So it was lovely. I hope you had a good holiday as well.
Brother and sister-in-law came down, and they were down for about 5 days, and it went by in a flash, as it always does. The highlight, of course, not just seeing them, but the Clemson game, watching Clemson lose, not exactly the highlight, but seems like when I go, they lose. So we don't have to worry about going to the Clemson game next year, because it will be in Columbia.
My oldest daughter and her fiancé were... Sorry, they're not engaged yet. That's coming up soon. My oldest daughter and her boyfriend were over, and I kind of mentioned the game, said I was recording it, and then later on, he goes, "Oh, yeah, Carolina won. I saw that already." I was like, "Doggone it, I'm trying to switch." I was going to watch it. I didn't want to know, but it's what...
I understand. You almost have to hide from the rest of the world when you do that kind of thing. I get it. Word's gonna get out there, but you know, it was they had a pretty good start, but boy, there was definitely some disappointments with the defense and just some of the things that they were doing. So, and Gamecocks had a slippery quarterback. Boy, he can evade just about anything Clemson threw at him. So, anyway, it was a good time going though. It's always a good event to go there and enjoy in the. All the excitement.
I still have not watched the whole game, and I probably never will now, but I was watching part of it, started falling asleep because I tried to watch some of it that night, tried to watch some more the next night, and I think I was falling asleep. Then I was trying to watch highlights, and that didn't really work out well. I never did see the end of it, but I actually kind of forgot about it until we were talking just now. I grew up here, and sports wasn't a big deal in my house growing up, and so it's kind of hit or miss with me, but I do like to watch them when they play, if I get a chance to, just because they're local and, you know, you kind of feel that like you should pull for the local team, but I've always enjoyed it. I mean, I've always known who they are. My brother went and was actually taking pictures during the 1981 National Championship game, so, you know, I remember that time. But, you know, it won't hurt me if I miss the game. I get over it pretty quickly.
Understand completely. Yeah, my daughter likes to go. I like to try to get there once or twice a year, but this was a special event to take my brother and his wife over there too. So it was a good time, even though the weather was a little chilly. But John, hold a second. I'm going to answer a phone call, and I'll get back to you. I'll be on listening. WW4JET.
I'm golf too. That's four. Is that okay?
But I bet you'd rather have a piece of that custard pie in your OTR.
Some people just love to torture others. I look delicious.
Good call, Shane. I've just been listening to the QSO between you two guys, and I'm sitting here.
Matthew, he's a very nice gentleman, and he's a neighbor of mine as well. And haven't met him personally yet, but hopefully we'll be able to soon.
In that area, Masney is. I love country folk.
Said about one of your favorite hobbies, airplanes. So you might want to talk to him about that sometime.
Whatever gave you that idea?
In a time or two. I'm not sure. Let me make this phone call. N4, is that okay?
Okay, Shane, end your OTR.
Thank you.